looking for life in all the wrong places.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, I thought the missions to Mars have shown that there's no life on Mars. Are they still searching that planet, though, for evidence of life?
Well, you know, for nearly two centuries, Mars has captured the imagination of scientists. But by the 1950s, it was clear that the Martian atmosphere was too thin to support most, if not all, forms of life. You see, there are dangerous levels of ultraviolet radiation striking the surface of the planet. Also, there's a complete absence of oxygen in the atmosphere. This makes it almost impossible to think that any form of life exists there. But in the past few months, three new missions were launched to the Red Planet. At the heart of each of these missions is the search for extraterrestrial life. In fact, one of the landing crafts sent to Mars was named Beagle 2, after the ship that Darwin sailed on when he began to form his theory of evolution. Behind the search for life in space is really this. Many scientists have rejected creation, and they're desperate to find evidence of life outside of the Earth so they can claim that all life has evolved. You know, it's sad that people who reject the Word of God will continue to seek answers in all the wrong places.
Read Ken Ham's free booklets, including one on life in outer space, on our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. We'll give you answers to your questions about the Bible's very first book, The Origin of Races and Creation Evolution. The booklets are found on our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com.